الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله، والله يسمع تحاوركما، إن الله سميع بصير. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah, with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we heard in tonight's Taraweeh the 28th juz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the remaining days of Ramadan go easy, full of barakat, afiyat, full of ikhlas and maqbooliyat. The verse that I recited to you today was from the first surah of the 28 juz, Surah Al-Mujadila. Al-Mujadila in Arabic refers to that woman who put forward her case. The word Jadala in Arabic means to argue. So Al-Mujadila is referring to a particular woman by the name of Khawla bint Tha'laba radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she had a problem, and she comes into the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she explains her problem, she puts forward her case, she puts forward her argument to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was the problem? In pre-Islamic time, there used to be a practice amongst the people in times of Jahiliyyah, when a man would pronounce talaq to his wife, one method of giving talaq to his wife was he would tell her that you are haram upon me like how my mother is haram upon me. So that is known as zihar in Arabic. So this particular woman comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she complains about her husband Aus bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala, the brother of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala. And she says, Ya Rasulullah, this is what he has done to me. We had a small argument, and he pronounced these words that I am now haram upon him, like how his mother is haram upon him. So what is the verdict? Two narrations have been mentioned. In one narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that no law has come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding this masala. And the other narration explains, he says that, but from what used to be the verdict before Islam was that he becomes haram upon you. You are haram upon him now. So she complains, she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he exhausted my wealth, he exhausted my youth, I bore all his children, and this is going to be my condition now? I've got his children, if I'm going to have to look after them, ja'u, they will become hungry, da'u, they will be lost, there will be nobody to take care of them, I am poor, I don't have the means. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam could not give any verdict because no divine law came down. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I was also in the room. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's house was very, very small. Extremely small. For us to understand how small the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, when he is to perform salat and when he used to go into sajda, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, he used to be lying down in front, and because he had to make sajda, then she would quickly withdraw her legs. So small was the house, or the compartment, or the apartment of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. When we go to the Rawdah Mubarak, the one small section where we stand, that is the house of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And of course, with it are the other apartments of the other wives. But the house was very small. So she says, I was also there. And I did hear part of the complaint of Khawla bintu Tha'alaba radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the other part of the complaint, the remaining words, I could not hear clearly. She says, glory be to that being who is so powerful and all hearing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard her complaint. Allah heard her plea. And Allah ta'ala sent down the verses, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Because she said, Ya Rasulullah, then I will complain to my Allah. أَشْكُو إِلَى اللَّهِ. I will complain to Allah. She hardly even moved from that apartment or the room of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Allah ta'ala sent down these verses, this surah, saying that Allah has most certainly, qad in Arabic, to show emphasis, most certainly Allah has heard the complaint of the one who has put forward her case to you. The one who is arguing about husband, what her husband has done, and now she's left in this pitiable condition. وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, and she complains to Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَسْمَعُ تَحَاوُرَكُمَا. Allah most certainly has heard your conversation, her conversation with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah is all hearing, Allah is all seeing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the mas'ala and the verdict regarding such a practice where talaq will not just fall and then the person has to give kafara. It's a very long, lengthy mas'ala. We're not going to go into the details. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard her cry. Now this is a lesson for all of us, and especially those sisters of ours who are in this condition sometime, in great distress and difficulty. They have been physically abused, they have been physically abused, emotionally abused. So many are just divorced, or they're given one divorce. They are always punished by the husbands. Vulgar, obscene language is used against them. In many of those cases, they don't have any parents to complain to. Or their parents may be poor. Sometimes their parents are non-Muslims. She may not have brothers and people to defend her. And she does not want to embarrass her husband, so she takes all the beating all the time. The emotional abuse, the physical torture. She has children. For the sake of her children, she bears all the pain. But she cries. She cries to who? Allah. And Allah hears her plea. Now this is a lesson not only for the woman, for the men, for all of us. Somebody is in some problem, some financial problem, some social problem, some difficulty. Remember, Allah hears your cry. But especially for our sisters, this surah gives you a lot of strength and consolement that listen, Allah is listening to you. And Allah will remove you from your problem. This is a scourge of society, believe me. We pretend to be very, very pious in the masjid and with our friends. But what goes inside the house, Allah alone knows best. This is totally against akhlaq of Rasulullah. أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا. The words of Rasulullah sallam. From the believers, the one who has the most perfect iman is the one who is good to his family, good to his wife. The one who has good character. The one who has good character, the one who is good to his family, good to his wife. Nonetheless, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala is traveling with a caravan, Sahaba with him. And suddenly he is stopped by an elderly woman. And she takes him on one side and she's busy talking to him for a long time. Some sahaba became a bit annoyed. Oh Umar, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, this one old lady, old woman, she's stopped you, and because of her now the whole caravan is being delayed. Can't we just proceed? Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala says that if this woman has to make me stand whole day and whole night, I will still stand. She's that woman whose plea Allah heard in the seven heavens. Khawla bint Tha'laba radiallahu ta'ala. Brothers, ND357161 White Nissan. Kindly remove your car. ND357161 White Nissan. Please, brothers, make sure that you're not obstructing any person, any driveway especially, so we don't disturb the program. In tonight's Taraweeh, there are many verses pertaining to incidents in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many surahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one particular incident of Hatib bin Abi Balta'ah radiallahu ta'ala an. Hatib bin Abi Balta'ah radiallahu ta'ala was a sahabi. A very good sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the enemy had always been attacking the Muslims, and there was a particular incident now that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had decided with the sahaba to attack the enemy in Makkah. Hatib bin Abi Balta'ah radiallahu ta'ala, very secretly, he didn't inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wrote a note to his family members that this is the plan of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba. And he sent this note with an old woman who was a non-Muslim. She had been in Medina, she had come for some work, and she was going back, so he gives her this note. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he sends three sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and he tells them that you will find an elderly woman at a place called Rawdatu Khakh, and you must stop her and remove this note that she is carrying. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrates this incident. He was one amongst them. I think it was Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Marthad radiallahu ta'ala. Three of them, or Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala, they go and they find this elderly woman. They dismount her from her camel and they ask her to produce this note. So she denies having any note. They search the camel, they cannot find any note. But they are definitely sure that Rasulullah's word can never be false. That they demand her to produce the note. And just to scare her, they said, if you don't produce this note, we will remove all your clothes and we will take it out. So then she removed this note from within her plaits. And in that note, it was from Hatib bin Abi Balta'ah to some of his relatives in Makkah, informing them that this is what the plan of Rasulullah and Sahaba were. This note goes to Rasulullah. He summons Hatib bin Abi Balta'ah. Hatib, what is this? Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu is present. Ya Rasulullah, let me get rid of this munafiq, this hypocrite. Hatib bin Abi Balta'ah radiallahu anhu begins to plead to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I have not turned apostate. Ya Rasulullah, listen to what the problem is. I didn't do it out of disloyalty. I didn't do it to harm you or the Muslims. But the Sahaba who are here and who have family members in Makkah, they are part of the Quraysh tribe. So when there will be an assault, their family members will be defended by the Quraysh. I am not from the Quraysh. I am an outsider. In one narration, I have my elderly mother. And some historians have mentioned, I have got family members who have nobody to protect them. So I was just concerned about their safety and their security. And therefore I sent this note to them, so that they may make some arrangements and move away from Makkah to avoid any attack upon them. Umar radiallahu ta'ala wants to get rid of him. Ya Rasulullah, this is what he has done. Nabi Kareem stops him. Umar, no. He is a Badri Sahabi. A Sahabi who has participated in the battle of Badr. Perhaps Allah has looked at these Badri Sahaba. And Allah has forgiven them completely of all their sins. My respected brothers and elders, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, whenever anything wrong they did, they made sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatib bin Abi Baltahar radiallahu ta'ala, immediately he made sincere tawbah. He asked for forgiveness. He made an error. He didn't realize. Allah had sent down verses that a person should not take the enemies of Allah as their friends. So it's a long surah, and these verses have been mentioned in this, and this particular incident was referred to in this particular surah. Like that, there's another incident that is mentioned also in the 28 juz of Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala an. Auf bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu ta'ala an, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enemy have kidnapped my son. And we are in difficult condition. We've got nobody to care for us. We are poor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them two things. He says, have taqwa, inculcate taqwa. And recite, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, in abundance. Of bin Malik al-Ashja'i radiallahu anhu goes, he and his wife, they begin to read la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and of course they had inculcated in themselves taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shortly after that, their son Salim bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, Allah made it such that the enemy became negligent of him. They fell off asleep. He managed to break loose, and as he was leaving, he saw a whole herd of their camels, and he drove those camels also with him to Medina. So the father sees his son back. He's thrilled, happy. But these camels, where have these camels come from? He says, well, it's the enemy's camels. They were negligent of me. I saw this whole herd and I brought it. You and I immediately will say, oh, this is Mali Ghanimat, so we can use it now. Very good. They went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasul, this is the story. What do we do? Allah Ta'ala then revealed the ayahs, verses, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah will make an opening for him. And وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will provide for him from unseen sources. Unseen sources. 100 camels, unseen sources, they didn't even imagine. Allah will provide for them from sources that they won't even imagine and think they will get from there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for them. And it was permissible for them to take those camels. Ulama, muhaddithin, and the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have found recitation of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah extremely beneficial. Especially in these type of cases. When somebody is kidnapped, Allah protect us. Or there's some problem. In fact, it is from the treasures beneath the arsh of Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It is one from the treasures of those, or is part of the treasures of beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah? Very briefly, very simply. There is no turning away from sin except with strength and power from Allah. We don't have the ability to move away from sin except when Allah gives us that strength and power. وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And we don't have the quwwat and the strength to do good deeds, righteous deeds, except if Allah gives us that strength. So when a person is saying this, he is surrendering, submitting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, it doesn't mean now we don't do good deeds, we only do bad deeds, and we say, no, I got no strength from Allah ta'ala. It doesn't mean that. It means the source and the power of all strength is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives you the strength to restrain yourself. He gives you the strength to perform your ibadah, ta'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is the surah we heard also tonight, Surah Al-Munafiqun. And I mentioned the other night also about Ubay bin Salul. He was a leader of the Munafiqeen. He was responsible for slandering the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, which we discussed in detail in the 18th para. After Tarawih we discussed Surah Nur, in which the beloved wife Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala was slandered, and ma'adallah they accused her of committing zina with Safwan radiallahu ta'ala, Safwan bin Mu'attar radiallahu ta'ala. And Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sarul, the leader of the Munafiqeen, he was the one who incited the others, and he instigated, and he spread this rumor. And he left no stone unturned in always harming Rasulullah. He was very jealous of Rasulullah. He couldn't stand and stomach the fact that Rasulullah came from Makkah, and these Muhajirin, they came from Makkah, and suddenly they took over Medina, and Nabi Kareem, he is the leader of Medina. He wanted to be the leader, Ubay bin Salul. So he was a munafiq. He should be with the Sahaba, pretend he's a believer. Joined him in certain expeditions, the battle of Uhud, he was with them, and suddenly, halfway, he said, no, we are not coming. So 300 of them, they returned to Medina. And always he would harm Rasulullah. So there's a place called Muraysir, where the enemy were going to attack the Muslims. Sahaba had gone out with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there was a little bit of a tiff or a dispute between a Muhajir and an Ansari brother. Muhajir, one who came from Makkah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Ansari was from Medina. Both were believers, both were Muslims. Over some water, they had some dispute. And the Muhajir brother slapped the Ansar. When he slapped the Ansar brother, he immediately called for help. Oh, my Ansar brothers, come to my assistance. Now there would have been a little bit of a skirmish or a battle or a war. And Rasulullah heard of this. Muhajirin on one side, Ansar on the other side. Nabi Akram went and he immediately stopped this fight. And he said, are you talking about, and you are you shouting words of Jahiliyyah? These words stink. Where are my Ansar brothers? Where's my tribe? Where's my clan? Where's my family? We are Muslims. We don't call for our own tribes and clans and families against another Muslim. We help an oppressed person. If he is in problem, we help him. And we also help the oppressor by stopping him. So believers help other believers. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped this fight. But Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the Munafiqeen, he started to incite some of the Sahaba, some of the Ansar. He says, see, you people were fools. These immigrants came from Makkah and they took over all your land and property and your homes. And see what they are doing now? They're causing problems amongst you. And he said, when we go back to Medina, لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلِ, the noble, the honorable ones will remove these weak ones, these despicable ones, these people who are zaleel, downtrodden, these paupers, will move them out of Medina. Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala, a young sahabi, he was present there, he heard the leader of the Munafiqeen, Ubay bin Salul, saying this. So immediately he goes and he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a bit worried that perhaps you're just making up a story. You sure you're not lying? He asked him a few times. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I heard him saying this. You show it's not something that you're just imagining. Perhaps you didn't hear properly, you didn't understand. In the meantime, some Ansar brothers, they said, Zaid, you are causing problems. Ubay ibn Salul did not say anything. They did not know what he said. Zaid ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu is being taunted by now the elders. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not know what to say because no wahi has come down. Remember, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not pass any judgment. He won't say anything until Allah ta'ala sends down some revelation. Zaid bin Arqam radiallahu anhu says, I knew for certainty that Allah will definitely reveal verses proving my innocence and Ubay bin Salul was wrong. And he says, shortly after that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wahi started coming down to him. And he began to perspire profusely. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave me glad tidings. Zaid, you are speaking the truth. And Ubay bin Salul, he is lying. And this is what he had said. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu, he went to Ubay bin Salul. He said, why don't you go and confess and tell Rasulullah to make istighfar on your behalf. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَوَّوْا رُؤُوسَهُمْ وَرَأَيْتَهُمْ يَسُدُّونَ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ. He put his head down, he turned his neck the other way. I'm not going to go and ask for forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala said, when they are told to go to Rasulullah s.a.w. and he will seek forgiveness on their behalf, they show arrogance and pride. But Nabi Kareem s.a.w. was so soft. When the Sahaba said, we need to get rid of him, he said, no. What will people say, the non-Muslims will say, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is killing his own people. Therefore his life was spared, he was not killed. And when Ubay bin Salul passed away, his son was a pakka believer, great sahabi. His son's name was also Abdullah. And on this particular occasion, Abdullah himself was prepared to behead his father. Yes, my father is so evil, he's a munafiq. He's doing so much of harm to you and the Muslims. Nabi Karim stopped him. No, Abdullah, you cannot do that. Leave your father. And when his father passed away, Nabi Karim knew he was a munafiq. He knew that. But the son Abdullah comes, my father has got not, he doesn't have sufficient kafan. Ya Rasulullah, if you could provide some kafan for him. Nabi Karim gives his own kurta as a kafan for the leader of the munafiqeen. This is the akhlaq of Rasulullah. Historians explain why did Nabi Kareem give this kafan to the leader of the munafiq and his enemy. Because when Abbas radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah, before embracing Islam, when he was taken as a prisoner, as a captive in battle of Badr, then Abdullah bin Ubay, the leader of the munafiqin, provided him with something to cover himself. Nabi Kareem did not forget that favor done to his uncle. And this is how he gave back that favor. But this was the akhlaq of Rasulullah. May Allah Ta'ala give us a good akhlaq. May Allah protect us from the evil of enemies and jealous ones. May Allah Ta'ala give us piety. And tonight's Tarawih, towards the end, we heard, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. And this tawbatan nasuha, we've been speaking about it almost every single night. And in all the du'as we see, Allah, we are making sincere tawbah. Tawbatan nasuha. Very briefly again, the word nasuha, nasaha in Arabic, we talk about extracting honey, the honey which is pure, and we leave behind that which is impure. So when we're extracting honey, we extract only that which is pure and good. So that is tawbah. Our tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure. There's no blemish of sin inside or doubt in it that we are still going to go back to the sin. We are genuine. We are sincere. That is why we talk about tawbah and nasuha. We are making a sincere tawbah. And scholars have mentioned like how it is impossible after a person milks a cow. And when you have removed the milk from the udders of the cow, you cannot take the milk and stuff it back into the udders. It's impossible. Like that, when a person cries and he begs Allah for forgiveness, then he is making a sincere pledge to Allah that, Ya Allah, I have now removed myself from that sin.
I am not going to go back into that to that sin. That is when a person is sincere in his tawbah. But if you're making tawbah, Ya Allah, forgive me for all the wrongs I'm doing, but meaning in the back of your mind, immediately after Ramadan, I'm going to go back to that gambling. I'm going to go back to that woman. In Ramadan, I didn't watch TV, but I'm just waiting for Eid Moon and I will go back to all those movies and all those things. Whole month I didn't take any drugs or any wine. I'm just waiting to go back. That's not Tawbah al-Nasuha. Remember, I mentioned so many times, Allah is there to help us. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is the lesson. And Allah is there for us. If we didn't have an Allah who was so caring and so loving and accepting our Tawbah, then we would have been in serious problems. Here, we're making mistakes and Allah is still covering the offers. Allah is still wiping it out. Ulama explained, if a person made sincere Tawbah, and many people ask this question, he cried and he genuinely made sincere Tawbah, but so after some time, he became overpowered by nafs and shaitan, and he slipped, and he could not combat nafs and shaitan, and he committed the very same sin for which he made genuine sincere Tawbah. It's not the end of the world. Again, exactly how you made Tawbah, with the three conditions, you abandoned that sin, you felt the remorse and pain, and you promise again, genuinely, sincerely, from the bottom of your heart, again you do that Tawbah. In other words, you are genuine, you are sincere. Allah is still prepared to forgive you. Ulama have mentioned, even if it happens 100 times, please don't get the wrong misunderstanding of this. We are talking about a person who is genuine, sincere. But because of weakness of iman, or environment, whatever, he slips. There have been so many people, committed zina, made sincere tawbah. For a few months, everything went well. And again, they were tempted. And again, they fell into the sin. So many people feel, that's the end of the world. Now I can't. Oh, Allah won't forgive me. No, Allah is not that. Remember we mentioned the verse, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't despair of the mercy of Allah. Allah knows best tonight, could be Laylatul Qadr. Our job is to beg and cry and ask Allah Ta'ala to fulfill all our hajat and needs and make dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If it is Laylatul Qadr, may Allah bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr. The khair, the barakah, the anwarat, the maghfirat and all the promises and all the blessings that Allah has promised us for Laylatul Qadr. That Jibreel Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the angels come with salam. May Allah Ta'ala make us enjoy some part of Laylatul Qadr. Oh, Allah bless us with Laylatul Qadr. And if it's not Laylatul Qadr, whenever it was or it could be still, Allah must still not deprive any one of us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We'll make dua wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا رحيم يا غفور يا رحمن ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا Anta maulana fansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Ya Allah, forgive us our sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single one of us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you have not forgiven us as yet, my Allah, Ya Allah, then tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, Ya Allah. We have got a large crowd only through your father and your karam, my Allah. So many elderly ones here, my Allah. So many youngsters, so many youth, my Allah. There are so many young children here, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are ulama present, there are huffaz present, my Allah. Ya Allah, everybody has come, Ya Allah, searching for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking at your doors tonight, my Allah. You alone know best whether it is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Ya Allah, if it is Laylatul Qadr, bless us with the barakat of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if it is not Laylatul Qadr, still forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got the most beautiful of names, my Allah. You've got all the perfect and the excellent qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is nobody greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you heard the cry and plea of Khawla bint Tha'labah radiallahu ta'ala anha, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight hear our cry, my Allah. Ya Allah, hear our, the cries of our mothers and sisters and our brothers at home, my Allah. Each one of us, my Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We are not turning to any other person, my Allah. No other person can help us and protect us and save us, my Allah. Nobody else can forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have wronged you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have transgressed the limits, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you, my Allah. Ya Allah, with all our disobedience, my Allah, you are so kind, you still provide for us, my Allah. You still give us water to drink, you give us food to eat, you give us clothing to wear. You have given us shelter, my Allah. You have given us comfort, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you for every bounty you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us so much, my Allah. We can't even enumerate all those bounties, my Allah. Hey, Malik-e-Kareem, you gave us Iman. Ya Allah, you made us in the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you gave us a tawfiq of making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you help us, Ya Allah, to keep our rozas in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, you gave us the tawfiq of making dhikr and tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. And at night making tahajjud, my Allah. Accept all our ibadat, my Allah. It is only your kindness upon us that we were able to do so, my Allah. Accept our ibadat, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for every single sin we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. We thought nobody was watching us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were glued to the shaitan box, my Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps we went to the cinema, my Allah. Ya Allah, or we slipped and we erred, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for every single sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're feeling ashamed to even mention those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you're well aware of all those darks, the darkness, the zulumat that has come into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of the vice that has corroded our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghaffar al-dhunub. You are sattar al-uyub. You have concealed our faults, my Allah. You have concealed our blunders and weaknesses, my Allah. You have concealed our weaknesses and evils, my Allah. Ya Allah, you did not expose us, my Allah. You did not embarrass and humiliate us, my Allah. Out of your kindness and mercy and love for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you covered it from the people, my Allah. You did not embarrass us before of our parents and our children, my Allah. You did not humiliate us, embarrass us in public, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and loving, Allah. You are Al-Wadud, my Allah. You are Al-Ghafur, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, my Allah. Ya Allah, after a few hours, this night will come to an end, my Allah. After one or two days, this month of Ramadan will be finished, my Allah. Ya Allah, then there will be no Ramadan. Then we have to wait for another whole year for Ramadan. We do not know whether we will have life still, my Allah. Ya Allah, before the end of Ramadan. Ya Allah, before the moon of Shawwal is sighted, my Allah. Before the moon of Eid is sighted, my Allah. We beseech you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are beggars tonight, my Allah. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, all other doors are closed, my Allah. Namatil muluk waqad aghlaqu abwabahum. All the kings of the world, my Allah, they are fast asleep at night. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ إِلَّا بَابُ الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَمْ يَنَمْ. But the door of Allah is wide open. Ya Allah, you never sleep, my Allah. You always existed, my Allah. You will always exist, my Allah. You are awwal, you are akhir, you are zahir and batin, my Allah. Ya Allah, sleep never overtakes you, my Allah. You are not muhtaj, my Allah. You are not dependent, my Allah. You are independent, my Allah. You are ghani and hamid, my Allah. You are samad, my Allah. You've got no parents, servants, my Allah. You've got no wife, my Allah. You've got no children, my Allah. Laysa kamithlihi shay. Nothing is equal to you, my Allah. Lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Nobody is equal to Allah. Ya Allah, you are the possessor of the skies and the heavens, my Allah. You are the control of the sun and the moon and the stars, my Allah. You are the possessor of the earth, my Allah. You are the creator of the skies and the earth, my Allah. Above the skies is yours. Below the earth is yours. Between the skies and earth is yours, my Allah. Ya Adal Arshil Majid. Ya Fa'alu Lima Yurid. Ya Allah, you are the owner of the kursi. You are the owner of the Arsh, my Allah. Everything is in your control. Rizq comes from you, my Allah. Izzat comes from you, my Allah. Zillat comes from you, my Allah. Sickness comes from you, my Allah. Shifa comes from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, honor and glory comes from you, my Allah. Strength comes from you, my Allah. You are As-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari, Al-Musawwir. You have given us beautiful bodies, my Allah. You have given us eyes to see, my Allah. Ears to hear with, my Allah. A tongue to eat and speak, my Allah. You have given us bellies, my Allah. You have given us hands, my Allah. You have given us legs, my Allah. You have given us a heart, my Allah. You have given us an aql, my Allah. Ya Allah, how are we going to thank you, my Allah? Ya Allah, you have given us air to breathe in, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us water to drink, my Allah. Eh, my Allah, your ni'mat is beshumar, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are kareem, my Allah. You are karam, my Allah. You are kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us, my Allah. We do not want to go back to the sins, my Allah. We are making that tawbat and nasuha that we spoke about, my Allah. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we regret committing those sins. We are embarrassed, my Allah. We are ashamed, my Allah. We have abandoned those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise to you tonight. We make a wada to you, my Allah. We pledge to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, from the bottom of our hearts, my Allah, there is no speck of doubt, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not lying to you, my Allah. We are genuine and sincere, my Allah. We won't go back to those sins, my Allah. Don't make us slip and fall again, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah. Give us that courage not to go back to those sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat to restrain ourselves, my Allah. To protect ourselves, my Allah. To guard ourselves against nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, soon shayateen will be released, my Allah. Nafs and shaitan together, my Allah. How are we going to combat nafs and shaitan? Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not weak, my Allah. Nothing can overpower you, my Allah. Nothing can make you ajiz, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you in the skies, in the earth, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are aware of every single thing, my Allah. Right in the bottom of our heart, whatever is contained there, my Allah. You are Al-Latif, Ya Allah. You are Khabir, my Allah. You are Sami', Ya Allah. You are Basir, my Allah. You know everything, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing can encompass your knowledge, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah, to help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Wash and cleanse our hearts tonight, my Allah. Remove the filth that is accumulated, my Allah. Scrub our hearts, my Allah. Let it shine now, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it be full of noor, my Allah. Let our faces shine with noor, my Allah. Our lungs with noor, my Allah. Make us become pious and righteous servants, my Allah. Before moth strikes, my Allah. Before moth overtakes us, my Allah. Before the angel of moth visits us, my Allah. Before malakul maut knocks at our door, my Allah. Then we won't get not even half a second chance, my Allah, to do anything, my Allah. Iza jaa ajaluhum la yastakhiruna sa'atu wa la yastakdimun. My Allah, he'll take away our life, my Allah. It'll be all over for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. We're asking you for hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are like little children, my Allah. Ya Allah, like little babies, my Allah. We are like that flock of sheep, Ya Allah, that's gone astray, my Allah. You are Al-Hadi, my Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may yasha, wa yahdi ilayhi may yunib. Ya Allah, we are making inabat to you. We are making rujoo to you. We are making tawbah to you. You have said that you choose whomsoever you wish. And you draw to yourself whomever you wish. Ya Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. Bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhaar. Give us the sweetness of iman. Make us enjoy your ibadat, my Allah. Our salat, my Allah, our ruku, our sajda, our tasbih, our dhikr, our tilawat of the Quran. Ya Allah, our hajj and umrah. Ya Allah, our rozas, my Allah, our sadaqat, our khay, whatever we are doing, my Allah. Make us enjoy the ibadat. Make us enjoy obeying you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy following you and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the plight and the condition of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. It is because of our doings, my Allah. Our dhunub, my Allah. That our Muslim brothers and sisters in other parts of the world, they are suffering, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive them, forgive the entire ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom, children, little children, my Allah. Different parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, not one or two, my Allah. In the thousands, my Allah. In the thousands, they have become homeless, my Allah. They've got no parents anymore, my Allah. Yateem, they have become yateem, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got clothing on for days and weeks and months, my Allah. They've got no nice clothing, my Allah. Our children, ya Allah, already for Eid, they've got their garments ready, my Allah. On Eid, they each one will boast about his, and show off his clothing, my Allah. Those masoom children, my Allah, who are refugees, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've been kicked from pillar to post, my Allah. From town to town, they're just moving and walking and walking and walking. Ya Allah, so many fell down and they passed away, my Allah. So many masoom children swept, ya Allah, onto the shore, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, put mercy in the hearts of those tyrant rulers, my Allah. Put mercy in their hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition for betterment, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no shelter, my Allah. They've got no food, my Allah. They've got no milk, my Allah. They've got no mother to make ma to, my Allah. They've got no father, my Allah. Ya Allah, under rubble, my Allah, so many had been found, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many women, my Allah, the izzat had been taken, my Allah. They have been raped, my Allah. So many have lost the iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, because they went to the wrong hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah, guide the ummah, change the conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not bound by any time. You are Hakim and Hakim, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. We cannot understand your wisdom, my Allah. We accept whatever, ya Allah, decisions you make, my Allah. All we are doing, my Allah, tonight, my Allah. Perhaps one sincere person, my Allah. One mother, one sister at home, maybe, my Allah. One brother who is in his masjid. Perhaps a masoom little child sitting here in his congregation, my Allah. Ya Allah, see the tears rolling down his face, my Allah. Ya Allah, he's crying to you, my Allah. For his little friends, my Allah, in different parts of the world, ya Allah. Ya Allah, who have got nothing, my Allah. They've got no homes, my Allah. They've got no family, my Allah. Ya Allah, change their condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, change their condition, my Allah. Nothing can overpower you, my Allah. All you have to say, kun, fayakun, it becomes, my Allah. Ya Allah, in fact, you don't even have to say kun. Ya Allah, whatever you desire, my Allah, it happens, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu raham farma. Ab tu raham farma. Shower your mercies upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, restore peace, my Allah. Give them strength again, my Allah. Give them health and taqat again, my Allah. Give them back their homes again, my Allah. Ya Allah, Palestine, Syria, my Allah, Iraq, my Allah. So many different African countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's famine and drought in so many places, my Allah. Ya Allah, help the ummat, my Allah. Help the ummat, my Allah. The ummat is getting a bad image more and more every day, my Allah. It is worsening, my Allah. The image of the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being tarnished, my Allah. It is because of our weakness, my Allah. Our akhlaq has gone so bad, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know how to conduct ourselves according to Quran and Hadith, my Allah. We fight amongst ourselves, my Allah. We kill each other, my Allah. Forgive us. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Make us become beacons of guidance, my Allah. Make the non-Muslims see the truth of Islam. The light of Islam, my Allah. Our worry and concern, my Allah, is that we must save ourselves and the entire humanity from the fire of Jahannam. And every ummati must enter into Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah. All those doing good work, my Allah. The people are doing da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. assist them, my Allah. Ya Allah, unki nusrat farma. Ya Allah, they're going door to door and they're making gush and ta'aleem, my Allah. Accept them, my Allah. Help us to go out in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, mashayikh and ulama are making, ya Allah, effort, my Allah. Ya Allah, in masajid, in khankas, in every way, my Allah. Accept the efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, madaris, makatib, marakis, darul ulum, my Allah. Little children, ya Allah, they're doing hifz of the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, people are studying Quran in hadith, my Allah. Ya Allah, different organizations, ya Allah, they're doing welfare work, social work, my Allah. All good works of deen, grant each person ikhlas and acceptance, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us keys to khair and good, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us locks to evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us locks towards good, my Allah. Don't make us keys to evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become disloyal, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove from our heart the pride we have, the jealousy, the enmity, the malice, love for dunya, love for haram pleasures. Ya Allah, make us become hayyin, layyin. Make us become tolerant people, my Allah. Make us be loving people, my Allah. Make us be people who will help and benefit the ummah of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, ya Allah. And this Mubarak night we are asking you, my Allah. So many have got cancer. Young children have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got heart problems, my Allah. Kidney and liver problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got sugar problem, my Allah. So many people have got depression, my Allah. Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Give each one complete shifa, my Allah. So many have underwent accidents, my Allah. So many in ICU, my Allah. Ya Allah, doctors may have lost hope, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we have hope in you, my Allah. Give them taqat and strength again. Give them sihat tamma, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, ya Allah. Ya Allah, close ones and dear ones, my Allah. Family members, my Allah. Our ulama and scholars and mashayikh, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have passed away, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Protect all the marhumin, ya Allah, of azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, save them from azab of qabr, my Allah. Give their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Give us an asan maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, when maut comes, my Allah, make us recite, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and leave this world in the condition, my Allah, that the angels of mercy must come down and gently remove our souls and glide to you, my Allah, and they must give us glad tidings of Jannat, Farohu wa Rayhan, wa Jannatu Naeem. Ya Allah, they must give us glad tidings of Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Baril Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you got that one spot for us there, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have never let us down, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have never let us down, my Allah. When we were in problems, you came to our rescue, my Allah. When we were in difficulties, ya Allah, you came to our help, my Allah. Forgive us for turning away, my Allah. Don't make us become ungrateful servants now, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, close to Rasul, to the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu ajma'in, my Allah. Ya Allah, and on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah, raise us, my Allah, with Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba, my Allah, with the people of Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Rasul some intercede on our behalf, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him give us the Mubarak water of Hawd al-Kawthar from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. We read about his Shama'il, my Allah. We read how beautiful, how handsome he was, my Allah. His palms were softer than silk, my Allah. Ya Allah, how we are pining and waiting to meet our Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah, in dunya we did not see him, my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, make us be close to him, my Allah. Let it not happen that we go running to him, my Allah. But then we are chased away by the angels and we are told, suhqan, suhqan, you do not belong here. Ya Allah, protect us from kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'at. May Allah make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us become a means of haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us be hadin mahdiyin, my Allah. Don't make us be astray and don't make us lead others astray, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the Hawd al-Kawthar water from his Mubarak hands. Make all of us enter into Jannatul Firdaus without any reckoning, my Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikiram radiallahu anhu majma'in. Allah protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our zurriyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, our relatives, my Allah. Our friends, my Allah. Our ulama and mashayikh, our asatis, our appas, my Allah. Our students, our pupils, my Allah. Our musallis, my Allah. Allah, especially of this masjid, my Allah. And especially the congregation who is here tonight, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters and brothers listening at home, wherever they are listening, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us Jannatul Firdaus and protect us from azab of qabr. Protect us from azab of qabr, my Allah. Protect us from azab of qabr. Protect us from azab of jahannam, my Allah. Don't even take us near jahannam, my Allah. Don't even make us see jahannam, my Allah. Make us into Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we are living, then protect us from Dajjal and his fitnas. Don't make us be those who will follow him, my Allah. Make us be amongst those who will be against him, my Allah. Make us be among those who will be believers, my Allah. Those who will be with Hazrat Mahdi, with Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, if we are not living, then somebody from our progeny will be there, my Allah. Make them be with the Jamaat which will be on haqq, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from drugs, my Allah. Protect them from drugs, my Allah. My Allah, rehabs have failed, my Allah. Ya Allah, everything that they have tried, every method has failed, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you never fail, my Allah. At this very moment, grant them hidayat, my Allah. Give them the strength not to go back to the drugs, my Allah. To abandon those drugs and wine and liquor, my Allah. Protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from zina of the eyes, my Allah. Protect us from ghibat and carrying tales and fighting, my Allah. Make us become naik and salih, my Allah. Allahumma ahdina li ahsani al-akhlaq. La yahdi li ahsaniha illa anta. Wasrif anna sayyiha. La yasrifu anna sayyiha illa anta. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Ya Allah, with this large crowd tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We've got no amal to present to you, my Allah. We've got zero ikhlas, my Allah. We've got no sincerity, my Allah. Everything we do is for name and fame, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from riya and sum'a, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Make the first of hidayat now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the first of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot see you, my Allah. But you are most beautiful, my Allah. In Jannah, don't deprive us of seeing you, my Allah. When you will draw and the veil and curtain, my Allah, my Jannatis will see you, my Allah. Grant it to us also, my Allah. Grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, we want to meet you now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us prepare for maut now, my Allah. Ya Allah, especially after the month of Ramadan, help us, grant us istiqamah, grant us taqwa, all the ibadat that we have done, my Allah. Let it not go wasted, my Allah. Let not the noor that has accumulated just disappear, my Allah. Grant us qalb salim, my Allah. Qalbun naqiyu taqi. Ya Allah, become ours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu amara banja. You will lose nothing in favoring us, my Allah. Ya Allah, despite our weakness, my Allah, if you favor us, my Allah, nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it be such that, my Allah, you announce tonight that I have forgiven these people. I have forgiven these brothers and sisters, my Allah. Announce to Jibreel that I love them, my Allah. Allah, announce to Jibreel, I love them, my Allah. Make Jibreel Islam love us, my Allah. Make the angels love us, my Allah. Make the people in the world love us, my Allah. Grant us acceptance, my Allah. Grant us maqbooliyat, my Allah. Don't let it be such, my Allah, that you hate us still, my Allah. Allah, don't despise and hate us, my Allah. Allah, don't tell Jibreel that I hate that person in the world. You too must hate him. Allah, and then Jibreel begins to hate him. Don't make us be among such people that the angels hate them, my Allah. And the people in the world, they hate him. Ya Allah, la taruddana khaibin, la taruddana khasirin. Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Allah, you are well aware of each person's condition. Whatever problem he has, my Allah. Whatever worry, my Allah. Whatever calamity, my Allah. Whatever hardship, my Allah. Whatever pain, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and brothers at home have, my Allah. And our brothers who have gathered here tonight, my Allah. Fulfill our needs, my Allah. Remove our difficulties. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat. Ya Dafi al-Baliyat. يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغرينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله we ask you by your اسم أعظم your أسماء الحسنى your صفات العلا يا الله give us the best of dunya best of آخرة my Allah Protect us from the shar of the shirin, fitna of the fitin, hasr of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimin, Ya Allah. Make us only consume halal, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our rozi become asan for us, Ya Allah. Let it pour from the heavens, my Allah. Don't make us become extravagant, my Allah. Don't make us become misers, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever people have requested, so many have requested du'as, my Allah. Different parts of the world, my Allah. Except all the jais murads, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabeen, maqbuleen, my Allah. So many youngsters of marriageable age, my Allah. So many of our sisters, young daughters, my Allah. Ya Allah, the age is catching up with them. Ya Allah, their parents are worried, my Allah. They don't have suitable proposals coming as yet, my Allah. So many have written to us, begging us to remember them in their du'as. My Allah, your treasures are full, my Allah. Your treasures never become exhausted, my Allah. You give and give and give and nothing decreases from your treasures, my Allah. Provide for them from unseen sources. Find them suitable partners, my Allah. Give them a life of a marriage of bliss and taqwa and pious offspring, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are married and don't have any children, Ya Allah, they're pining for children, my Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them nek, pious, healthy children, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun wa salamun ala mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.